There are demonstrations taking place all over this nation and indeed around the world.
The pledge to resist.
It would have been good for you to be here, George, so you could see what America really looks like. But we are the real America. We are the patriots that believe that America should heal the world and not bring the world to nuclear war over the interests of those business tycoons who put you in the White House.
Let's talk about money. $40 billion. That's how much money the U.S. spends on children's health care. The next is how much the U.S. spends on K-12 education, about $30 billion. The next line is how much we spend on higher education, about $15 billion. The next line is job training, $8 billion. The next line is affordable housing, $30 billion. The next line is environmental protection, $8 billion. And the next line, the one that they are pulling out right now, is how much the U.S. spends on the Pentagon budget. And that equals $355 billion every year. And it's on a ribbon because that line goes off the chart.
Tell the Congress and all the world, they didn't vote for me when they voted to carry out a war against the people of Iraq.
And an attack on Iraq will be genocide again. It has to be prevented.
You talk about a regime change, George Bush, but let me tell you, we want a regime change on Pennsylvania Avenue.
I come to you with the greetings of the people of Basra and Baghdad, the greetings of the camps of Palestine, the people who look to you to stop the bombs that have been coming to them, killing them. You today are making the history. You are entering history in its widest gates.
I dream of the day when the power of love replaces the power of might. That will be the day when our world will know the blessings of peace.
The pledge to resist. We believe that as a people living in the United States, it is our responsibility to resist the injustices done by our government in our names. Not in our name will you wage endless war. There can be no more deaths, no more transfusions of blood for oil. Not in our name will you invade countries, bomb civilians, kill more children, letting history take its course over the graves of the nameless. Not in our names will you erode the very freedoms you have claimed to fight for. Not by our hands will we supply weapons and funding for the annihilation of families on foreign soil. Not by our mouths will we let fear silence us. Not by our hearts will we allow whole peoples or countries to be deemed evil. Not by our will and not in our name. We pledge resistance. We pledge alliance with those who have undergone attack for voicing opposition to the war or for their religion or ethnicity. We pledge to make common cause with the people of the world to bring about justice, freedom, and peace. Another world is possible, and we pledge to make it real.